This is the Mindshift Podcast, where we share real stories, real strategies that will help you find real success. This is the place to hear from people just like you who have taken their ideas, goals, and dreams from a point of inspiration to realization, or when life knocked them down, from a point of breakdown to breakthrough. I'm your host, Darrell Evans. Let's get started with today's episode. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Mindshift Podcast. I'm really excited to have you here. Today, I have something very special to share with you. On June 17th from 9 a.m. till 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, that would be 12 to 2 Eastern Time, I'm teaming up with some powerhouse experts to help you master the art of business growth in an online event called Accelerate Now. It's just 2 hours, 4 strategists, and we're going to share 12 life-changing and business-changing tips to help you avoid the 12 costly mistakes that are slowing down your business growth. Today, in this episode, myself, along with Krista Grasso, Annie P. Ruggles, and Marcia Reiner, who are my co-hosts of the Accelerate Now event, we're going to dive into the importance of having a clear vision for your business, overcoming the challenge of being invisible to your customers online, and boosting profits by focusing on the right actions. We each share one of our top strategies and insights on how to accelerate and elevate your business. And as a bonus, we have a free guide for you to grab at the end of the episode, which will help you implement the great ideas we discuss in today's episode. At the end, head over to joinaccelerate.com and get registered for the upcoming event in June. That's joinaccelerate.com and get registered. You'll also find it in the show notes or the description below.
When we want to grow our business, there are endless things that we can do, but the reality is that only 20% of our actions drive 80% of our results. So how do we know the right things to focus and which ones are just wasting our time and getting in the way of a profitable business growth? Today, we've got 4 business growth experts from our upcoming event, Accelerate Now, where we share 12 mistakes that are stalling your growth. I'm Marcia Reiner, and I'm joined by Krista Grasso, Darrell Evans, and Annie P. Ruggles. And we're going to share a couple of ideas to get you started. So stay until the end, and we will tell you exactly how to get an actionable guide that can help you implement on these great ideas. Hey, Krista, you're up. Why don't you introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Krista Grasso. I am the founder of the Lean Out Method and the Lean Business Scaling System, and I have been helping businesses simplify and scale for more than 23 years. I specialize in helping businesses get laser focused on the right things to be spending their precious time, money, and energy on so they can scale in simple and sustainable ways. And I'm so excited to be kicking us off today and talking a little bit about the 20% that you should be focused on to drive your 80%.
I'm so glad you're here with us today. So what is one of the biggest mistakes that businesses make that keeps them from focusing on the right things?
So I think the biggest mistake that a business makes that does keep them from focusing on the right things is having clarity on what those things actually are. All too often, what businesses end up doing is they're very busy, they're working really hard, but the things that they're investing their time, their energy, their money, their focus on end up not being the things that are actually going to drive the revenue, the profit, the results, and the impact that they actually want in their business. So I think if you want to avoid this mistake, the very first thing that you have to do is get crystal clear on what the vision is for the business. When you have clarity on your vision, that's going to drive your business model, what you sell, how you show up, how you work with clients. It's going to drive where you and your team invest your time, the things that you do, how you do them. It's going to drive every decision that you make in your business. And when you have a really clear vision, what I call a next level vision, that's going to help you focus on and really get clear on what that 20% is that's going to drive the 80% of actions that you want. Now, when it comes to vision, I hear a lot of business owners say, oh yeah, I've got a vision. I know where I'm going. However, they either don't really have a clear vision, and I'm going to break down for you the three important facets that I think every next level vision needs, or they do have a vision, but it's something that's very separate and disconnected from the things that they and their team spend their time on day to day. And so you both need that clarity of vision, but you also need to connect that down to the actions that you're taking, and you need to make sure that your business model is in alignment. So here's what a next level vision is that really helps set you up for success and for the 20% instead of the wasted 80% of things that don't matter. Number one, which is the most obvious, you need to have a vision for the business itself. When you look to the future, let's look 10 years into the future. What are you known for? What are you the go-to business for? What is the problem that you solve in the market? And why are you the one that somebody wants to hire and the one that somebody wants to tell someone all about? So I think you really need to be clear about your business of tomorrow and what that business is, what it does, who it serves, all of those facets. But then there's your role. There's you as the owner, as the founder, as the CEO of your business. And what is your role in the future? How much do you want to work? What do you want to be able to do in your life? What I call your rich, fulfilled life. What do you want to be able to do that your business should be enabling? Right. And so what is your role? Where are you putting your time and how much of your time is going into your business? And then the third facet is the one that I see people overlook a lot. And I think this is just as critical as the first two. And this is your clients. Who are your customers of tomorrow? If you look 10 years into the future, who are you serving? What are their problems and how have their problems evolved? Do you serve a market like a startup market where you're constantly trying to bring in new customers because your customer of tomorrow, 10 years from now, is going to be somebody different than that person you serve today? Or do your customers grow and scale and evolve along with you? And you really need to be looking at how are you retaining the customers you have today? Because they might still be the customers you have 10 years from now, or the customers who are telling other people about you 10 years from now. So I think it's really, really important that you're clear on business of tomorrow, your role and yourself, where you want to be in the future, as well as your clients. And when you have all three of those facets together, to me, that is a really rich and really clear next level vision. Now, the trick to this is you have to create your vision today from the mindset of the place that you will be 10 years from now. You have to be looking at vision through the lens of the 10-year wiser, 10-year older, and 10-year more seasoned business owner than you are today. And so when you can do that, and you can do that with a lot of clarity, not only does that help you inspire your team to be focused on the right things, it helps you make decisions about your business model and what you should be selling, if the things you're focused on today are actually going to drive the results that you want for your clients, not just today, but the clients of tomorrow. And it really does help you simplify everything. So you are focused on your 20% that drives your 80%. Now, once you have this clarity of vision, once you know exactly what you should be doing, what your team should be doing, where you're going, if the decisions you're making and the actions you're taking are directionally aligned, well, what do you want to do next? Well, Marcia, at the beginning of this episode, mentioned that there is going to be a guide that you can grab, and it's going to walk you through how to actually take action on the concepts that each of us are going to be talking about. So inside that guide, you are going to find the questions that you can ask yourself to get really clear on your next level vision across all three facets. It's a lot of really great introspective questions that you can go through yourself, and you can even then go through or share the results with your team, and it will really help you gain that clarity. All right, so once you have that vision in place, now you need to generate leads. And so that's going to bring up Daryl Evans. Daryl, welcome. I'm excited for you to be sharing all of your lead generation magic. Can you please tell everyone a little bit about yourself and what you do?
Hey, Krista, thanks so much for introducing me to the program. Hey, everyone. My name is Daryl Evans. And for the last 32 years, I've been an entrepreneur. And more specifically, for the last 12 years, I have been the CEO and co-founder now of YokaLocal Internet Marketing. We're a digital marketing agency here in Las Vegas, Nevada, and we have been helping small and mid-sized companies grow and scale their businesses online to the tune north of $300 million. And I'm excited to be here with you today.
Awesome. Now, you are a lead generation expert to the extreme, which is amazing. And we all know that lead generation is it's the lifeblood of a growing small business. And so what's one of the biggest mistakes that you see people make when it comes to generating a steady stream of quality leads on a daily basis?
It's a great question, Krista. Over the last 12 years, probably the biggest mistake isn't the rising costs of what it costs on Google to run ads or Facebook ads. It's not having the proper landing page or funnel. It's actually not even the budget that someone brings to the game. These are a lot of myths that you hear a lot of marketers talk about out there. The number one problem and issue that we have to deal with lead generation is the business being invisible in plain sight. What do I mean by that? I'm going to take you to a quick story in 2008-9. I used to live in this apartment, and from my apartment balcony, I could throw a rock and literally hit the back of this one building. In that building happened to be a soul food restaurant. Now, I'm a soul food eater. And in that same shopping center were other restaurants, grocery stores, and some other, you know, convenience stores. I'm in this shopping center every single week. And I never knew the soul food restaurant was there. Why? Because they assumed that because they were in a great traffic location, they were going to be seen and visible. So the number one problem is they don't realize businesses, small, medium, and large. Large businesses get it. They don't realize that the reticular activator system in our brain has a job to do, and that's to filter the noise. So small business owners must understand that they must be visible first before they can start generating leads. To make this problem a little bit worse, is that they don't realize that the vast majority of their entire customer pool or entire customer population largely are not even ready to buy today. They are what we call either dormant buyers, or they don't have yet a triggering event that would move them closer to your world to actually become a lead. I like to call it the iceberg theory. And what that simply means is, if you know the science of icebergs, they say that 10% of the iceberg sits above the water where you can see it. Well, I like to call that the active marketplace that's seeking a solution that you can provide. The challenge is everyone is chasing the visible buyer, right? So if you're invisible as a business owner, but then when you go after the visible customer, you actually amplify the problem. So what we want to do is think about, how do we become visible, not just to the customer or the prospect who's actively searching, but how do we actually become more visible to those who haven't even begun the journey yet? If we look at big brands, we see it all day. Nike doesn't advertise shoes on Instagram. They advertise the athletes who benefit from the shoes. Now, I'm not trying to compare all of our small business customers to Nike or Adidas or Starbucks, etc. But we do have to pay attention to the fact that we're invisible in plain sight, most of us. And more importantly, the way to generate leads is to build a relationship in advance of the need that they may have. Let me tell you another quick story, and then I'll get to what I think is a great solution for anybody listening today that anyone can act on. And that is, everyone listening to this, especially if you're in North America, you've probably seen on television in your local market an advertisement for a personal injury attorney. I bet you right now, if you're sitting there, just think about it. You probably know the advertisement. You know the business name and the phone number of a personal injury attorney in your market. Well, why is that? Well, the personal injury attorneys have figured out that they have to be known in advance of the potential of you having an accident that could need their service. That's an extreme example, because no one's going to walk around with a Rolodex of personal injury attorneys in their pocket. But how can us small businesses do the same thing? How can we be known and visible and cut through the natural filtering of our reticular activator system? Well, this discovery over the last 20 years has led me to come up with a system, especially now digital, what I call dollar a day social media advertising. They work very similar to billboard ads, TV ads, and radio ads, except for most small businesses, you can literally start with a dollar a day. What this can help you do is handle the 90% of people, get in front of the 90% of people who may have not even yet begun the journey to your product or service, but it's going to help you cut through the reticular activator system, build brand, like we were talking about with Nike earlier, and start to build a relationship. I'll close by saying this. Most people agree, when I talk to them in the last 12 years, that people do business with people they know, like, and trust. And because we all seem to agree that that's true, then what can we do if we want to generate more leads steadily and consistently for our business? And that's why I created the dollar a day ad system. And as mentioned earlier by Marcia, we are putting together a guide. And so I'm going to teach you exactly how to start your dollar a day campaign today. So once you are running these visibility ads and moving down the path to lead generation, there's a really important step that you must take to make sure that this all works through lead generation and sales conversion. And for that, I'd love to introduce Annie P. Ruggles.
Thank you for setting me up so perfectly there, Daryl. Hey, y'all. I am Annie P. Ruggles. I am the founder of the Non-Sleazy Sales Academy and QuirkWorks Consulting. And my specialty is helping people sell with every single inch of their integrity, values, and personality intact, even introverts and even empaths. And QuirkWorks Consulting helps people shine, polish, and leverage the authenticity that they work so hard to bring to their work every single day. But I am absolutely passionate about helping people convert the leads that they work so hard to get.
Annie, it's so amazing. I really appreciate the work you're doing in the marketplace. Can you tell us what is one of the easiest ways that you see business owners squandering their leads, and how can they easily fix it?
Please don't call your conversion event something boring. It doesn't have to be cutesy. It doesn't have to be clever, but it does need to be actionable. The main problem I'm seeing out here in this space is, especially to your point previously, Daryl, we're working so hard on the know, like, and trust factor. We're bringing them in. We're showing them our value. We're magnetizing them to us. And then the encouragement after we've given them some great resource or they've heard us have a great conversation is we say, would you like to have a curiosity call? Or heaven forbid, a free consultation, that tells me nothing. That tells me absolutely zip about you, and it shoots your differentiation in the foot. So know, like, trust, as Daryl mentioned before, is critical. The know is that you exist. That's your visibility campaigns, your awareness campaigns. The like, those are your differentiators, your authenticity, your transparency, your special spark, and a lot of your social. But the trust is not only trusting your ethics. That is a big part of it. The trust is that you are the right person for the job. The easiest way to prove that, even more effective than social proof, is to solve a stinking problem. Right? Even though it's a sales call, they know it's a sales call. We don't need to bury or hide the fact that it's a sales call. We can say, and at the end of the call, we'll discuss how we might work together. That's fine. But by calling it a curiosity call, a clarity call, or a free consultation, we're not incenting them to give up their most precious resource, which is actually not their money. It's their time. Right? So what I want you all to do to stop squandering those leads is actually call the call what it is. Choose a micro problem that you will solve before you even start to fully sell. Before the pitch comes out of your mouth, what's the problem that you solve? Call the call that thing. Daryl was just talking about his dollar a day lead strategy. A lot of us are very completely bamboozled, confused by our ad stats. One thing that Daryl could do, for example, is call it a demystify your last campaign call. Already, I have a reason to give up my time. Already, in a sea of competitors offering a free ad consultation, Daryl would stand out that way. So we are drawing in, we are magnetizing know, like, trust, and we are setting up for what I call the ecosystem of sales, which is actually seen, safe, and supported. But they cannot feel that until they have full confidence in your ability to partner with them to solve a problem. Explain the problem, you get around the objection of, oh, great, just another sales call. So that's what I have for all of you today. But if you go into the free guide that we have now all talked about, I'm going to help you pinpoint exactly what that problem could be that sets you up for success and is the glue between your social and ad campaigns and the program or service that you're selling. But once you get there, you have to remember why you're doing this in the first place. This isn't a hobby. This is a business, and for that, I turn to the queen of profit, Marcia Reiner. Hi, Marcia. Welcome. Why don't you introduce yourself?
Hey, everybody. It's Marcia Reiner again. I wanted to introduce myself a little bit. I am a business growth strategist and CEO of Infinite Profit Consulting. And for over 25 years, I've been helping business owners grow well. And they come to me looking to double or triple their net profit. Yeah, you heard me right. My Profit Booster method provides step-by-step pathway to profit with a strategy and tactics that actually drive growth and boost profit fast.
So, big question for you there, Marcia. Before we double or triple our profit, we should probably make some, stop squandering it, stop ruining our possibility of making some. What mistake of profit have you brought us today?
What my clients and I have concluded is that you must change your focus, that 80% of the activities are truly driving the profits. And it's really important that the driver of profit is forefront. Hire someone to do the skills that, you know, maybe you shouldn't be doing. Be surprised at the dollar per hour trade-off that someone is paying for your work versus someone who could do it that's competent. If you can imagine you're $500 an hour, just an example, and you're doing something that takes you 5 hours that's not in your jam. If you paid somebody to do it and they got it done in an hour, and even if you paid them $500, that trade-off is huge. All right, so let's shift that around. What are the right things that you should be focused on? Where are you spending your time is most important. And I know you have a lot to do. I mean, we all do. But here's what I suggest. Making small incremental changes in the following areas that drive explosive profit. The first area is, you know, we've got to work on having people and processes in place. So that's foremost. You know, you've got to be able to move the business forward in repeatable areas. But the second most important place to really truly focus on are your leads to conversions. The third area is, how do you improve your closing rate? Leads don't just like fall out of the sky and say, and throw their credit cards at you. You've got to nurture them a little bit and get them to the point of where you can close on them. And that takes skill set. The fourth area that business owners forget about is their current client base. They're out chasing new clients and they forget about nurturing and building that relationship with their existing clients. That's a big moneymaker that many business owners forget about, is taking care of those. And then the fifth area is average price per sale and the frequency that you can get going in. Now, I know you're thinking, oh my God, Marcia, this is a lot of stuff. But these are really important foundational areas. And the final foundational area that I need you to focus on is managing your cost. There are hundreds and hundreds of ideas and revenue generators that can boost revenue. But the biggest problem is how you're running your business and the cost. So like I said, when you can increase incremental profit improvements on these six areas, you can boost your profits exponentially. And it's all about the profit booster method and your pathway to profit. And it's really spending your focus on the most important areas. So when we look at all these things, we find that there are ways to improve, right? You're thinking, well, I'm chasing leads really well, but my leads aren't dialed in, which is where you start to have Daryl's story, right? And you get that dollar per day sales strategy that gets you in front of your customers. And Krista talked about having your focus and your time and making sure that you're doing the right stuff in the right order and putting it all together. And then Annie concluded and brought it all together for us to say, you got to have the discovery call be very impactful for you. And these things all stack into your profitability and the way that you can move the needle on your profits. And so in this simple guide that we're all sharing out here, I've put a profit calculator in there. And if we made little changes, how would it impact your business? Boom, go check out this report. It'll give you some ideas on how you can move the lever in these six areas. This was really fun. Now, Krista, I need you to take us home from here.
Thanks so much, Marcia. Really loved the value that each one of you has shared. I encourage all of you to go out and grab that guide that's going to take everything we talked about today and give you some ways to take action on it. You're going to be able to find that over at joinaccelerateNow.com. And while you're there, I'd love to invite you to join us for our upcoming Accelerate Now event. We are going to be diving way deeper into what we talked just a little bit about today, and we're going to be walking you through how to avoid the 12 costly mistakes that are slowing your growth. So if you got value out of this discussion, you'll really love what we're going to be diving into for Accelerate Now. Again, head over to joinaccelerateNow.com to grab that guide and to go ahead and join us for our upcoming event.
All right. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. I hope you got some value out of those four strategies. They are absolutely important and critical to the growth of your business. And do me a favor and get over to joinaccelerateNow.com. Get your free guide from today's episode and be sure to register for the event. We've made it affordable for every single business owner on the planet. I forgot to mention that we also have a VIP for those that want backstage access to ask us Q&A after the event is over. JoinAccelerateNow.com. I'll see you there. Hey, my friend, thanks again for listening to today's episode of the Mindshift Podcast. Listen, let's not have the conversation end here. Connect with me on social at Mr. Daryl Evans on almost all the platforms, with the exception of Facebook. My Facebook fan page is at Daryl Evans Fan. Until next week, remember, you're just one shift away from the breakthrough you're looking for.